Hey, New Life Church. Today we're going to be talking about surrendering to God's will. And we're going to be going through the passage found in Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. And if you read the Bible some, this is very familiar because it's right before Jesus is going to go to the cross. But right now in that part of the scripture, we find Jesus in the Mount of Olives praying to God the Father. And he prays something that we've heard it quoted before. And he says a statement that is that he tells God, "Lord, let your will be done and not mine." So what's interesting about this scripture, this part of scripture, is the location of where Jesus was praying this at, the Mount of Olives. And he was literally at the exit door. If Jesus would have kept walking for less than an hour more, he would have disappeared into the wilderness and Pontius Pilate would have never been able to find him. But we know that Jesus also prayed a prayer that he taught his disciples that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. And so we know that Jesus could have prayed this every single day of his life. And the scripture, early scholars can teach us that it was a prayer or a declaration of them giving the reign to God or surrendering to God's will. And so we know that every day Jesus could have prayed this prayer or did pray this prayer. Every day Jesus prayed this prayer, surrendering his will to God. And it's very important because if not Jesus praying this prayer and making it a practice, a habit of surrendering his will to God the Father, in the moment that made a huge difference, he could have walked out, but he didn't. And I think it's important for you and I, because sometimes in our faith journey, in our spiritual walk, we think that it's in the big moments that make the biggest difference. But in reality, if we can focus on every single day, just surrendering to God, and taking once or twice a day to read the scriptures and surrender our life to him, that'll make the biggest difference when we have to make a big decision.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.